glass?
You distinguish between different kinds of glasses according to shape.
Mm-hmm. Juice glass, water glass.
What about something real fancy that you have on the dinner table?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Goblet.
Do you use that very often?
The word goblet, crystal, no.
What about if the glass fell off the sink and...
broke?
You might say, I didn't it.
I didn't break it.
But someone has...
broken it.
If I ask you, how much did you drink? You say, I blank a lot of it.
Drank.
Then you might ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
We sure do like a lot of water.
Drink.
When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Dinner.
Do you say anything like an invitation to sit down at the table? Do you say anything? Yeah.
It's time to eat.
Mm-hmm. Do you say that to your guests also?
To my guests? Would you join us at the table?
Alright. If someone comes into the dining room, you ask him, won't you...
sit down?
So then he and began to eat.
Sat and began to eat.
No one else is standing. They had all
sat.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, oh, go ahead.
Help yourself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself.
Since he had already himself, I asked him to pass them over to me.
Helped.
If you're declining some food or something, you say you decide not to eat, and you say, no, I don't
want any.
What about food that has been cooked and served a second time? What do you call that?
Leftovers. Uh-huh. If you leave them long enough, you call them greenies.
I don't want to ask about that. If you put food in your mouth, then you begin to...
chew.
Do you know what a dish made of cornmeal, boiled with salt and water, and eaten that way is called?
Mush?
Mm-hmm. Do you know another way to fix it?
Mush? Mother's oats fried in grease? No, I don't know.
Are you familiar with another way to use the word?
Mush. Only in terms of the Alaskan dog team's sleds.
And what do you say there?
Mush.
To do what?
It's kind of the equivalent of giddy up.
What do you call peas, beets, and the like?
Peas, beets.
Carrots.
Vegetables.
Right. Do you have any at home?
Any vegetables? Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you grow them yourself?
No.
If you did, where would you grow them?
In the garden.
Do you call them like vegetables if you grow them at home, and call them something else if you buy them at the store?
Like homegrown and store-bought?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I go down to the Sears catalog and get them that way.
If you have a particularly southern food